That's pianist Ian Gindes performing Buckaroo Holiday from Aaron Copland's Rodeo. That's one of the selections on Gindes' new album, American Visions, which was recorded at the University of Illinois, where Gindes received his doctorate in music. The album was released on compact disc last month and is available via digital download from iTunes and other sources starting today. I spoke with Ian Gindes this week about American Visions and his journey to becoming a concert pianist, which started with taking lessons from his father, Andrew.
My father, actually, we were in the car one day, and he turned to me, and he's like, "Well, would you like to take, you know, serious piano lessons?" And I think I was like 7 years old, and I said, "Yeah, cool." And then that kind of transpired from there. I think the thing was that he actually had a really interesting background. He was taught by Michel Piastro, who actually was the concertmaster to Toscanini. And he also had an opportunity to study with Enya Dorfman, who was very good friends with Vladimir Horowitz. So he had a really good background. So we kind of started, and he was there for me. So he got me he worked on my technique as well.
And, of course, from there, as your career continued, you got your doctorate right here at the University of Illinois, working with Ian Hobson.
Yes.
Talk about your relationship with Ian and what that's meant to you.
Ian Hobson, he was very very tough on me. He was a very good teacher. I guess when you progress as a pianist, you develop somewhat of an ego. So I think by the time I came over here, I was like, you know, I think I could do generally everything. And then I went into lessons with him, and there was some foundational things I needed to kind of take a look at, and he really kind of worked on that with me and got that fixed. And I think I just got better and better. And I always tell people he helped me put the fire in my music. You know, he helped me to build my sound a little bit better.
The album American Visions, how long has this project been in the works?
Well, here's the thing. It took me about 3 years to do it, to kind of get it through, just to record it and edit it and go through the editing process. It took, and I think it would take like 8 or so years to kind of figure out what I wanted to do. Because generally the thing was is that I'm like, okay, I'm going to put something out there. I wanted it to be accessible to everybody. And, you know, nowadays it's so hard to put out classical music recordings because people have done, you know, for example, the Beethoven sonatas a dozen times. I wanted to put something out there that was very, you know, marketable and also very, you know, interesting from a classical standpoint. So it took many years for me to kind of figure out what I wanted to put together for that. And I think that I got pretty darn close. So and that took a while. And then the whole process took about 3 years to put it together.
Copland in particular, yes. Really one of the first American composers to really kind of establish a unique voice in classical music. What is it about Copland that he was able to do to really, you know, establish American classical music early in the 20th
and
century?
He really did, because the thing was is that he really set out to basically his motive was to come up with that sound that would be very American, that would be specialized to the American culture. And he trained, I think, a lot to kind of figure that out. And I think most of his music at the very, very beginning, I don't think was American. I mean, I think that he started out, and then I think what he started to do is he started to do things like use open fifths in his music, and that's very characteristic of a lot of his music. That has that type of American sound. So when you think of American sound, the open fifths is a big thing. You open intervals and using those, and I think that he used that in such a great way.
Another composer whose works are featured, two of them in particular, Chris Becker,
yes.
Makes an appearance on this album. Tell us a little bit about Becker's work.
Chris actually was a good friend of mine at the university when I was here, believe it or not, in 2003. And he was remarkable. I don't think there are many people that I've found that have been so extraordinarily talented. I mean, we would be up like till 2 o'clock in the morning in the practice rooms up in Smith Hall, which can be absolutely dreadful. And we're getting ready to do these piano recitals. And he would, you know, I would go into his practice room and he would be making jazz out of like the Tchaikovsky piano concerto. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Yeah, I was just like, what is going on in here? And we had a lot of fun. And he was a remarkable composer. And that's one thing I could not follow him on, he really was able to put things together. And I think that he kind of infused this type of jazz style into classically trained music. And I think that he came up with his own sound. And that I wanted to put on the CD because those two pieces are so important. I think they kind of show where classical music is really going.
No classical concert is complete without an encore, and you've got a bit of an encore of your own on this CD as well.
Right, and we actually did that. That was actually, we did four people and 2 9-foot Steinways, and that was in Cranert Center. And I was kind of thinking, I didn't want to put that on there at one point or another, you know, because it wasn't edited and stuff like that. But then there were people like, oh, you've got to put Stars and Stripes on there. Not that I don't like Stars and Stripes, of course, but the thing was is that, yeah, I wanted to make sure it was edited, but we took a risk and we put it on there. I think it actually came out really well. A lot of people are very happy to hear it on there.
Ian Gendis, pianist, his album American Visions, now available on compact disc from Centaur and also now available for digital download. Ian, congratulations on the project, and thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks, Brian.